agency do for the Indians. You know, like, it may sound good on paper that they're entitled to this type and that, you know, from the state or whomever out there. But in actuality, I don't think none of that really materialized, because, you know, if it did, I'm sure the Indian wouldn't be out there sitting on the island, you know. Because the reason why he's sitting out there, because he hasn't been, somehow, along the line, you know, he never received any services. And so he's frustrated sitting out there now.
Development on reservations for as long as it's been in existence. Right, and are you also saying that the BIA is impermeable?
No, I don't. I think that's what the change is going to be. This movement, it's out to change things, the bureaucracy of it all. We can still have BIA and still get what we want, but do away with all this 18 employees for each end and whatever it comes out.
So where's the BIA and the reservation, right?
Yeah. You still have BIA on the reservation, but you...
Right.
Half of this money that
you don't have,
you
the
go BIA, you go to BIA employee.
I know, I'm aware of that. You know, but Ron, like
problem on the reservation. I think by kids going out on relocation or education solving part of it, it's got to, because years ago they could survive by herding sheep or doing their thing.
Yeah, but meanwhile,
that's part of the problem, because here you made a living by doing this, and so you survived years ago by doing that. But nowadays you can't do that because there's more people, and therefore we have these urban little places like Ship Rock and Tuba City, and see, now they provide little jobs, and then these people that train for them are now working there. They can, you know, live and survive by that. If they never advanced to this, and they were still on the reservation living by their sheep and everything, it wouldn't work out, because as far as the grazing is concerned, look what it's done to the land. You could stay away, you know? And so it's sort of, you could say that solving the problem is the thing, in a way, although it might not seem like it, but I think it is.
What's the percentage of people that go away? What's the percentage that come back?
Yeah, but while they're going away, they also take the best talent, too.
Sure, that's right. You drain them through the reservation, too.
You know, Ron, you went that link to a more or less, go into the relationship.
Well, what I'm trying to say is, what are you trying to say? Are you trying to say that as a reservation Indian, you know, we shouldn't really throw an all or go gung-ho on the idea behind Alcatraz? You know,
no,
I'm not
saying
anything. You're kind of like saying it's really irrelevant to us. Same thing she said, because, you know, like the BIA is taking our land, you know. And you know, surely you can't bet on that, you know, because the BIA is always up to something. It's not going to be preserving our land, I'm sure, for more than 100 more years.
I think another thing too.
So in that way, you know, you would say Alcatraz has a very profound effect on you indirectly.
Yeah, I think
no matter how far off, you know, it is, you know, or whatever.
What Alcatraz, if you want to put Alcatraz into the future, as, you know, looking at it, it looks very dismal to me. I mean, that's the only thing that Alcatraz can tell me, that is that the plight of the Indian is just, it's just dismal, it's all it is in the future. But I don't want to see it in that light. Because personally, I would like to, as the reservation Indian, help to fight legally and by other means to keep our reservation, so that in the future we won't have to do something like Alcatraz.
But well, at the same time, you know, you already know, you know, you kind of more or less say Alcatraz is dismal. How can you make a statement like that when, you know, when Alcatraz is in such a position, you know, where it can make it seem dismal, or it can, you know, be the other side of the coin. You know, that's the attitude I'm sure that a lot of reservation Indians have, you know. I'm contented, all right, fine.
But right,
you know, well, you know, I guess that's a matter of opinion, but I think, like, right now Alcatraz could be dismal. We could make it so, or we could make something else out of it. You know, to our advantage, you know, we could, in the process, we could, you know, be more instrumental in dictating what's going to happen to whom or what, you know, assume the position of the BIA, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, I would just hate to think that in the future I'm going to have to try to buy my land from the government, like the way the people in Alcatraz are trying to do, instead of having to protect it right now while we still have a chance.
Mm-hmm. But then, you know,
that's why I see it dismal. I'm not disagreeing with their
their broad generalizations and their ideals and their ideas of bettering the Indian. Of course, anyone's for better Indian, better education.
But how can we always
more happiness?
How can we always think in terms of my land? You know, like there's so many other tribes that are in such a terrible state. You know, and that's what's so bad about it. We always think in terms of my tribe. You know, as long as my tribe doesn't get hurt out of this entire situation, I'm contented. You know. And yeah. We need to broaden our outlook and things and extend it far beyond our tribe and our immediate situation and protect ourselves. Yeah, but we have to work within our reach, and my reach is within my tribe.
Your reach has to encompass everything. The whole Indian movement, man, that's what the whole thing is about. That's why the out on Alcatraz, because some people don't even have lands. We're lucky, we're fortunate we have our Navajo reservation. Some of these people have their lands taken away from them. That's why they're out there trying to buy back that Alcatraz Island for $1.24 an acre. You know, just because you got there and you're relocated in Chicago, or because I don't know Navajo, doesn't make any of you people any more Indian than I am. I'm just as much Indian as you are. I don't know my language.
I realize he's Indian and everything, but I'm talking about his status, legally, economically, and socially.
Okay, that's what we're trying to elevate the whole Indian. I'm Indian. We're trying to elevate everything, me to a higher level. That's what Alcatraz. That's what. All this Indian movement, the blockade between Canada, everything, the fissions, that's all relating to that same problem. So all the Indian problem, not just the Navajo problem, the Indian problem.
Yes, I realize that. I agree with their sweeping generalization, but it seems to me like the only way that personally I could help the Indian movement is to help myself first. It's just like you have to discover what you're all about before you can tell anyone else what you're about or what they're about.
I think that's what we're all going to the University of New Mexico for. That's what I'm going to the University of New Mexico for, to better myself, just like you are.
To discover yourself?
To better myself.
And the process of trying to discover yourself.
No, I don't know who I am.
You're beautiful. You're trying to better yourself. How?
But getting a better education, and probably, like I said, I'm planning to go to law school, and then maybe with my little bit of knowledge that I have, I'll be able to help somebody.
Yeah, well, I agree with good intentions and all that. It's just, I guess,
but I think maybe it's kind of an awareness is what we're talking about, because I think we should be aware of what's happening to other Indians, because of the land that we have eventually will be taken away. The government has been playing this let's take the Indians land game for all these years. That's part of what relocation, you know, is get the Indians off the reservation. So
well, that's what we have to play their game so we don't have to be in that position.
Well, I think it's just a matter of awareness. I mean, I agree with you. We do have to do that. We have to realize who we are and what we're all here for and why we want to better ourselves. For what purpose? I think that's one thing we all ask each other. Ask ourselves while we're in the university, what am I here for? Like if I was going to, But I just go back to that word awareness, you know, being aware of what Alcatraz is doing, and you're presenting a good argument, you know, it's seeping in and the other side's doing this and that, how do you say it?
Well, the only thing I can really say about people in Alcatraz is to empathize with them, you know, and that's the final analysis, I guess.
Well,
let me
say something else which I think really relates. Right now, they in the near future, they feel that they will be in a position to get a group of their people to go around the nation like these Iroquois are, okay? And on the way back, the four of us that went out were talking about this. And like, some of them, even though they're reservation Indians, they're Indian, you know, they're Indian people. I guess that's what I like about Alcatraz, because they're all Indian. And what they wanted to do was come around and solicit anything, you know, funds or people or whatever for their cause, and also see what else they could do wherever else if the need comes. Now, the word appearance comes in, because some of them, to me, look like hippie Indians, and like I was saying earlier,